Charlene was now close enough to get a good look and communicate with Crawford. "Don't come any closer, detective," Crawford said. She motioned to the officers behind Charlene. "Move them back." "Okay, Sarah, just relax. Don't do anything stupid." Charlene turned to the officers, motioning for them to stay back. Charlene saw the gun still in Crawford's hand. "Throw down the gun and come down, Sarah." Crawford looked at the gun in her hand, as if seeing it for the first time. "I can help you, Sarah." Charlene thought the relentless wind might blow Crawford right off the ledge. "My parents got what they deserved, detective. I made sure of that. Ken did, too." Crawford showed no emotion. "Come down, Sarah."
"It's too late, detective."
Crawford turned towards the water.
"Wait," Charlene yelled. "Talk to me, Sarah."
Charlene needed to stall until they could get more men in position, maybe a boat in the water. Crawford looked around the bridge, as if noticing the chaos for the first time, as if she was in a trance. She didn't move, but seemed to relax, ever so slightly. She turned only her head to face Charlene, the rest of her body still facing the water below. "I blamed my mother for my father's death. Maybe not directly, but I could never forgive her after that." She sighed, almost trying to find the nerve to continue. "After Dad's murder, Mom changed. She took the money and used it for drugs. She married one of her dealers 6 months later."
Luther Vincent was a drug dealer?
This news surprised Charlene. From the news coverage, Vincent had been a respected businessman. Crawford had no reason to lie now. Crawford snorted a chuckle.
"Had everyone fooled. My mother wouldn't listen. She was only interested in what Luther could provide for her."
Charlene took a step closer while LAPD maintained a perimeter around Crawford.
"When did the abuse start, Sarah?"
Sarah shot her head up, a look of surprise registered on her face. Then she smiled.
"After the wedding. My mother sided with Luther, so I took matters into my own hands."
"The fire?" It wasn't a question, rather a conclusion.
Crawford nodded. "That was the easy part. Getting away with it was the challenge. I was surprised at how easy it was to eliminate all traces of Sarah Crawford, as long as you know the right computer guy. School records and internet sites aren't very well protected."
Charlene tried to step closer, but Crawford shook her head and waved the gun.
"What about Ken Anderson?" Charlene asked. "I thought I'd seen the last of him when I left USC, but I was wrong. He brought back a lot of bad memories."
"And then Sandra," Charlene said, reading it in Crawford's eyes. "Then Sandra," she said, and nodded.
"So you took care of that problem too?" Charlene asked. Crawford didn't look at Charlene. She had her eyes trained on the cops that now surrounded her. Without looking at Charlene, Crawford said, "Ken got what he deserved."
"Look at me, Sarah," Charlene said.
When she did, Charlene saw that Sarah was crying. It wasn't the rain, but genuine tears.
"I'm finished talking, detective."
Crawford turned, threw the gun on the ground, and without another word, flung her limp body over the side of the bridge.
"No!" Charlene yelled, reaching helplessly over the edge. Sarah's body spiraled down, disappearing into the dark rain, and Charlene could barely hear it splash in the black water.
Charlene leaned over the edge as officers joined her. She waited for minutes, waiting for the body to float back to the surface. But it didn't.